Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Paul Kuharski, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. And we are pleased to be joined by Predators head coach Andrew Brunette as the Predators prepare for their season tonight, their season opener against the Dallas Stars. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Andrew, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing great.
Awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. We talked kind of all week leading up to this just about expectations and how you manage those, and you talked about your expectation is to get to the work and to manage each team, you know, each game day by day. What's been kind of your process and the buy-in from this group on that, as you know how much talent you've got on this team? What's been the buy-in that you've seen for your group on that so far?
Well, I think they bought in that it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to duplicate, you know, the identity that we created last year. It's not just going to come because we did last year. It's going to take some time to really build it again. And so we're in the building process right now. It's no different than last year. You're looking up a gigantic hill, and you can't look to the top. You just got to look to the next step in front of you. And that's kind of where we're at right now. But I think the buy-in to the group is they understand that it's going to be hard, and they're kind of embracing a little bit of that pain that it might take here to get us back to where we need to be.
When you have a more veteran lineup like you've got this year, do you find the buy-in on that a little bit easier when you've got guys that have kind of been through those things before?
Well, I was extremely impressed with all their new guys, you know, Stammer in particular. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, scored millions of goals. To come in and to embrace the work that we put into, to come in, and they all did, but I think with Stammer, for me, particularly really stood out because here's a guy that's been as decorated as anybody in this league. He's been a captain. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's scored 50 goals umpteen times. And to come in and embrace it and bring it every day, I think that, to me, for any young kid watching and learning the Evangelistas, if this guy comes in and works like that, how can I not? So I think that leadership stood out, and that really stood out to me. Obviously, both Marchie and Brady, they come from organizations that won, and they brought that attitude into the first day of camp, and it's kind of carried through. So I think that's how the buy-in, kind of materialized and began here with our group.
Do you anticipate some of this taking time with the newness, and so many key guys being new? Do you have to go through games to gel in certain aspects, or should you hit the ground running based on having had camp and games?
Yeah, it's been tough. As a coach, you wish you had an answer for that. It kind of plays itself out. I think our camp was a little bit tough in the sense that, you know, our top guys, they didn't play, you know, they played two games, and they played against lineups that, you know, were basically American League lineups for the most part. And so as a player, I understand those games are hard. You know, you just kind of want to get through them. So it was really hard, I think, for us to feel the chemistry, to see, you know, and we lost Marchie, obviously, for some personal reasons, and he missed a chunk of camp. So to find that fluidity, that flow that you'd like to see, I haven't particularly seen it in the games. But we're veteran guys, and you know, we'll see how we do tonight. But I every season, didn't matter if I played on teams, been around teams that have been together, every season when you start, you're not sure what you're going to get. And you got to deal with, you know, you got to stay present and deal with what's thrown at you every day.
No, last year ended tough for Tommy Novak as his playing time kind of got chopped. Now, huge opportunity centering your two of your big new additions. What's your expectation for him, and what does he have to do given this big opportunity?
Well, I think he's got to embrace it, a word I probably used too much early today, but I think this is a great opportunity for him to play with those kind of players. He's got the hockey IQ to play with them. You know, and talking to Tommy and working with him and seeing him every day, they're two new guys that are, you know, haven't been in this system, haven't played this way, so it puts a lot of pressure on Tommy in different areas. And with Tommy, I just want him to be him and not feel he has to get them the puck. And he's going to have to put some work in a little bit more than he's used to, because obviously the new guys, there's going to be a little bit of growing pains in how we play. But I want to veer him on the course that he's got to put some work in and his skill take over.
Andrew, on the power play, I mean, I think if you're a Predators fan and you're listening to this, you look at that first unit of Stamkos and Forsberg and O'Reilly and Yossi and Marchessault, and you get super excited. And why would you not? As a coach, when you're putting that unit together and you're kind of envisioning what that's going to be, What do you think is the key to making that a successful unit beyond the obvious of just the talent that those players bring to the table?
Well, I think the cohesiveness and the connectivity of the group, I think, is going to be really important. And they all probably have to give up a little something than what they're used to. All coming, you know, we got two guys coming from good power plays, great power play in Tampa for all those years, really good power play in Vegas. They played different. Well, Stammer's played the same spot. Marchie's played all over, you know, and then you got Phil and Yost that kind of been doing it together for so long, and in fact, came in last year. So there's a little bit, you know, we try to get the chemistry. They're all highly skilled. They're five best players. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But I think you got to give them the opportunity to play together and see what happens. It's not going to happen overnight. But as long as you see progress in what they're doing and how they're connected, I think you feel good about it. Again, preseason was a tough indicator. So we'll see what we get tonight.
Luke Evangelista last year, you know, the second half of the year, I thought he took a pretty big step forward just in terms of the consistency in his game. What did you learn about him last year? And as you kind of envision what his role could be this year, how do you envision what that looks like for Evangelista in his second full year under your system?
Well, I thought Luke had a great year, you know, especially the second half of the year. I thought he really took off, and you know, I'm looking for him to play the similar way. I think when Luke's skating, when he's moving his feet, when he's on pucks, I think he's highly effective. His creativity and his IQ is, to me, is pretty much off the charts. So he's just going to stay in the motion. I know it's going to be a little bit different for him. You know, obviously we made some changes. He might play a little bit different role. And it's part of the, you know, the maturation of a young player, that you're going to have to play different places, and you still got to find a way to be successful. So we're a long way off to really know exactly where he's going to fit and how he's going to fit. But I just think he's a player that can continue to grow. He understands our system. He's got the offensive creativity that we're looking for here as a group, and he's a great kid. So I'm really looking forward to see how we grow here with him.
What's Saros' status for tonight?
We'll see this morning. We'll get a skate and see how he's doing. You know, with Juice, you know, he's as competitive as anybody. He's going to try to be out there, so we hope to see him.
On the back end, you know, you've talked about Yossi being able to play on the right side and what that could look like. Whether we see that tonight or whether we see that at some other point this season, just the skill set that he's got to be able to do that, how luxurious is that as a coach to know you've got that in your back pocket? Because not every guy can do that and can move to the other side.
Yeah, I mean, he's highly skilled, as there comes in our league. You know, arguably, I thought he was the best defenseman in the NHL last year. You know, obviously didn't win the Norris, but in my opinion, he deserved it. He took us up that hill last year, you know, on his back, and him and Phil and that group, he led, we followed a little bit. And yeah, the luxury to have him play either position, I think you can play him at center. I mean, he could, you know, he might even be able to play in net. I mean, who knows? But you know, he's a great player, and as a coach, it's a luxury to have.
What did you learn about yourself last year? You know, it's your first time, you know, I know you're the interim coach in Florida, but your first time with this group, with this team. What did you learn about yourself last year that you want to apply to this season?
Well, I think you're always learning, you're always growing. There's certain things definitely I could do better, absolutely. You know, I think communication could be a little bit better than it was last year. I think understanding, you know, the player, getting used to the player, growing with the player, I think those were real, you know, learning experiences for me, how you handle certain players. And I think you learn different things. I think you learn to, you know, that it doesn't happen overnight, that they're not going to grasp it. And I think if you breathe a little bit and go back to work, you're going to be better for it. So I think those are certain things definitely learned, some of them the hard way, and some of them in a really good growth mindset kind of way where I've grown here quite a bit.
We know how good Dallas is and the team that they've got. Do you like starting the season that way immediately against a divisional rival with the test that you guys got here tonight?
Yeah, I think you play the schedule in front of you. Yeah. I don't really put a whole lot of thought into it. It's going to be a really hard game. They're not going to give you an inch. And, yeah, I guess you could say because of the lineups we played at, we should be scared coming into this night tonight a little bit. But this is going to be a real big test. Last time they're in here, they drubbed us pretty good. We know what kind of team they were, you know, a point off winning the President's Trophy, I believe. You know, and Pete DeBoer's teams all play the same way. It'll be a similar kind of game. It's going to be a hard game. And hopefully it gets us up to speed right away because we've, like I said, a little bit in the last game of the preseason, we weren't quite where we're supposed to be. And tonight, if we were like we were Saturday, it'd be a long night.
Long day of waiting for you. What time did you get here?
I got here about before 7. You know, I was up before 6, and usually game day I like to do the Peloton, so did that. And, you know, try to catch up a little bit in the news and here to, you know, watch a little bit of the Dallas power play here or penalty kill here this morning and trying to pick away at that here.
Will you catch a nap later?
Usually try to. You know, the first game's always a little bit little jittery. I usually try to read in the afternoon. You know, last year I read the Washington book. So that put me to sleep. You know, you read like two pages.
Good history book to put you to sleep. So non-fiction mostly?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Nothing too interesting. See if I can, go night-night.
The father of our country. not interesting. Right? There's our headline. Preds coach disinterested in U.S. history.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Andrew, we really appreciate you taking time to be with us. We're really excited to get things going tonight and looking forward to talking with you throughout the season. But thanks for being with us.
Good luck.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Predators head coach Andrew Burnett, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. We'll take your reaction to that. 615-737-1025. We got a Paul Kuharsky rant coming up next. You're not going to want to miss that. Robbie and Rex Show, 1025, 1063, the game.